Up to now, the United States and its democracy have enjoyed the rule of law. The president has tried for weeks to overturn a Democratic election, only to see multiple states certify his defeat. The law has also protected those who wanted to protest that defeat. In Hong Kong, democratic protections are fading. In line with the wishes of China's national government, Hong Kong authorities are solidifying control, and three pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have been sentenced. Among them is Joshua Wong, a 24-year-old who was given 13 and a half months prison time. NPR's Emily Fang is covering this story from Beijing. Hi there, Emily.
Good morning, Steve.
What did the activists do?
They had earlier pled guilty to organizing a protest that surrounded the Hong Kong police headquarters last year. And if you remember, this protest was part of these months-long demonstrations which began over an extradition bill with China, but then snowballed into this much bigger movement about protecting Hong Kong's vanishing autonomy. The sentences today were relatively light. Wong, as you mentioned, the most prominent leader, got just over a year. A second activist, Agnes Chow, got 10 months. Ivan Lam got 7 months. They're not being charged under the national security law. What they're being charged under is general civil and criminal law in Hong Kong. But their arrest signals, you know, a huge blow to the remainder of the opposition movement in Hong Kong. And it's part of this rapid and quite effective legal demolition of Hong Kong's opposition.
And you mentioned the national security law isn't being used here, but it's in existence and makes it much harder to conduct democratic activities. Where does that leave the opposition?
It's been basically obliterated. Beijing has been very clear that it wants to make opposition virtually impossible well before 2047, which was originally the deadline that Hong Kong had to enjoy semi-autonomy under Beijing's rule. But in the last few months alone, while the rest of the world was in the grips, and still is, in the grips of this coronavirus pandemic, Beijing has done the following with the national security law. It's used the law to dismantle the legal barrier between Hong Kong and mainland China. Several protesters and smaller political parties have already been charged under the law. Beijing's legislature has expelled four opposition lawmakers just last month, and then the rest of the opposition camp resigned in protest, meaning that Hong Kong's legislature is now entirely populated by industry or pro-Beijing factions. There is no lawmaking opposition in Hong Kong anymore. And as a result, Hong Kong's law enforcement feels emboldened to arrest more activists and protesters.
What steps might the central government and its allies in Hong Kong take next?
We should pay attention to the education system. There are already hundreds of secondary school teachers who are being investigated for anonymous complaints that they support last year's protests and they're teaching politically incorrect material. And universities, which were hotbeds of protests last year, are similarly under scrutiny. And then also look to the judicial system and Hong Kong's much-vaunted court system. There have been no removals of sitting judges just yet, but these judges are the most important vanguard that prevent more of this legal blurring between mainland China and Hong Kong, which is supposed to have legal autonomy of sorts under its own mini-constitution called the Basic Law. And third, there will be a growing exodus of Hong Kongers who are looking for a new home. Countries like the U.S., Australia are starting to accept them now as political refugees, which is the first time that Hong Kongers have had to seek that protection.
Refugees from a place that was considered one of the freest places in Asia. Emily, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
NPR's Emily Fang in Beijing.